Whether you're doing a dance to your favorite artist in the office parking lot, or being guided into Warrior One in the break room before your shift, whether you're running on your Peloton tread at your mom's house while she watches the baby, or counting your breaths on the subway,
inhaling and long exhale out.
Peloton is for all of us, wherever we are, whenever we need it. Download the free Peloton app today. Peloton app available through free tier or paid subscription starting at $12.99 per month.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth.
I love the country music family. I love the country music family of artists and the country music family of songs. Some of the greatest artists to ever grace music are under the flag of country music. And some of the greatest songs in music history are under the flag of country music. The Big 615, you're going to hear the newest that country music has to offer. At the same time, you're going to hear the newest that the country classics have to offer. I want to hear the new single from George Strait, and I want to hear it right beside the new single from Luke Combs. And I think the country music family is one of those families that is very inclusive and wants both the established artists and the new artists to be side by side in this thing we call country music.
Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Tired of buying a bunch of different shorts for working out, looking good, and just life in general? Try Bird Dogs. They feel like gym shorts, but look like khaki shorts. The ultra-breathable fabric keeps you cool, and the built-in liner is an added layer of support. To top it all off, Bird Dog shorts look so good, you can wear them anywhere. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
One of the things I love about this gig is that you never know when you're going to see history. Super cool. Not expecting it on a Wednesday night in mid-June, especially not expecting it from a New York Yankee and the last guy you would have fingered for the first perfect game in the major leagues in over a decade, Domingo Germán. And yet he is the latest pitcher to face 27 batters, to set them all down without a base runner. And he does it not even throwing 100 pitches. I was listening to the final inning on my way into work. And what struck me in all of the history and the context and the perspective that was being offered on the Yankees radio network is that Domingo Germán started the bottom of the ninth inning against the Oakland A's with his 94th pitch. He got through the final inning. Three batters, three outs, with six pitches. The last two guys struck, they were striking right away, right? They were trying to catch him on the first pitch. And so both of them, one a fly out and one a ground out, swung at the first pitch from Germán. The A's did not put pressure on him in the final inning. And so he throws four pitches to the first batter he faces in the bottom of the ninth. And then throws two more pitches to get his last two outs. I'm sure Oakland wasn't helping Domingo Germán become the latest in baseball to throw a perfect game. But I do know they didn't make it more challenging for him. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Excited to have you with us on what is a Wednesday night moving into a Thursday morning very shortly. Lot of NBA on the horizon with free agency. We had the NHL draft on Wednesday night. In addition, baseball, and not just the Yankees or Domingo Germán. But we'll make sure we cover all the diamond drama and then a little bit of NFL, even as we look ahead to the match between the Chiefs and the Warriors in Las Vegas on Thursday, one that I'm actually really excited about. So a lot of fun things planned for you on this edition of the show. Make sure you find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page too, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thinking ahead to summertime, the boys of summer. Producer Jay sent me this crazy link to an article on USA Today, its website, about a new version of ketchup. Now, I don't think ketchup needs to be messed with ever. Ketchup is perfect. Why would you need to screw it up? And we all have our favorite ketchups, probably. I guess they do taste a little different here or there based on the mix, the ingredients, the recipe. I now prefer all natural ketchup. That's all I want. I just want the all natural ketchup. I don't need anything extra. I don't need sugar in my ketchup. And I'm pretty strict about where I use my ketchup as well. I don't use it on eggs, because that's gross. But I use my ketchup on burgers and fries, and definitely sweet potato fries. That's about it. And yet I can't have those three things. Well, I suppose I could eat ketchup, or I could eat fries without ketchup, just extra salt, but I don't prefer them that way. So those are the three foods that I require ketchup on the table or on the plate. Salsa is okay with eggs, not ketchup. Ick. Anyway, I don't think ketchup needs to be messed with. I don't think ketchup needs a new formula or any secret ingredients or flavors. And yet, somehow, coming to a ballpark near you, there is going to be a new version of ketchup. So as we think about lazy, hazy days at the ballpark and we think about different ways to enjoy your ballpark food, I'm going to go with, this is not one of my new favorites, but I'll throw it out there for the rest of you. That's right. It's baseball time. I think these days you don't have as much. You don't have as much of a chance to unwind and breathe. And nah, feels like the games are going so much quicker. And that's good. That's what baseball wants. But I'm okay with having time for ballpark food, for marinating in the sunshine and the outdoors. Again, it's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming up next, next hour, we will investigate the question of whether or not Damian Lillard is staying or going. It's a big piece of the free agent puzzle. It's a big piece of the offseason puzzle, not just for the Blazers, but for the rest of the West and certainly for the NBA. So a lot today, tonight, tomorrow that we'll tackle, because why not? First, though, a perfect game deserves top billing on the show. And yes, Domingo Germán and the Yankees started the bottom of the ninth inning in Oakland with an 11-0 lead. Now, any other day, the 11 runs would probably be the story, considering that Aaron Judge is still watching from the IL. He was there, obviously. He is there. 11 runs is a big deal. They probably shouldn't have wasted so many in a game in which they did not need them. But that story becomes rather muted next to Domingo Germán, who last start on June 26th versus Seattle, he allowed 10 runs. 10 runs in his last start just 6 days ago. So when I tell you this came out of nowhere, you're going to have to believe me. It's been a rocky first half of the season for Domingo Germán. You may remember in July. No, why did I say July? We're not in July yet. Boy, my brain is somewhere else. Well, no, it's not. It's here. It's just right now, mouth and brain, not in sync. I'll work on that. I'll work on that, the way that Domingo Germán was working on his craft. You may remember in May that Germán was suspended for too much rosin and sticky substances. And he later indicated that he would try to dial back on the rosin. He started this game not only coming off two really rough outings, the 10 runs against Seattle, but did you know he had a losing record before tonight's win? Because, yes, a perfect game does count as a win. That's one of the cool things about professional sports, because these guys all have incredible talent. We may not see it all the time. We may not see it the majority of the time. But they wouldn't be where they are if they didn't have the potential every time to do something magical. Germán starts the bottom of the ninth in Oakland, already having thrown 93 pitches, needing three more outs for the first perfect game in Major League Baseball since 2012.
The 1-2. Swung on. Tapper back up the middle. Volpe's up with it. The shortstop throws to first, and it's in time. 25 sat down and ordered by Domingo Germán. Langeliers 0-2. Germán to the plate. Swing and a pop-up. Shallow center field. Volpe on the grass. Bader calls him off. Harrison Bader's under it. And there's one out to go for Domingo Germán.
Justin Shackle on Yankees radio. And as I say, I was listening to this live. Susan Waldman, his partner, and John Sterling's longtime partner, was already on the field. So she was watching at field level. And Justin was in the booth by himself. 98 pitches in. One out remaining for Domingo Germán.
All that stands in the way of perfection for Domingo Germán is Esteori Ruiz, Oakland's number 9 hitter. And Germán, the righty, deals to the plate. Swung on, ground ball to third. Donaldson's up with it. He throws to first. Domingo Germán has pitched a perfect game. For the fourth time in the history of the New York Yankees, perfection attained. Germán being mobbed at home plate by a full Yankee dugout coming out to congratulate the 30-year-old from the Dominican Republic on a chilly night in Oakland, California. Domingo Germán has tossed the 24th perfect game in Major League history.
Again, Justin Shackle's version of the call on Yankees radio. We'll let you hear a few of the other calls moving forward. Well, a lot of numbers there because baseball is big on its numbers. Not since King Felix Hernandez in 2012. And I did not do this math, but I came across this number. 3,969 days since the last perfect game in Major League Baseball. I remember watching King Felix in 2012. It's the 24th in baseball history, the 4th for the Yankees franchise, the 1st by a Dominican-born pitcher in baseball. And at 30 years old, Domingo is the 2nd oldest, or he's the oldest since, I should say, Roy Halladay at 33 years old, going back to 2010.
Muy emocionado, y algo lógico. Puedo decir que mi carrera hizo un logro de los más grandes que se existe en el béisbol. es algo muy emocionante, de verdad. Siempre lo soñé y gracias a Dios hoy en día lo cumplí y me lo viviré toda la vida.
Ah, so exciting. You know, when you think about something very unique in baseball, you know, and not many people have an opportunity to pitch a perfect game, to accomplish something like this in my career, you know, something that I'm going to remember forever, be part of history. So exciting.
It's one of the things I love about sports fans, even when it's not their history or their team or their athlete, they will applaud an incredible individual feat. And in this case, while they're likely, I don't want to guess, it sounds like there were half of the fans there in Oakland cheering for the Yankees, if not more than that. But regardless of which team they were rooting for, all of the fans, roughly 13,000, so not a humongous crowd, not like it would have been at Yankee Stadium, but roughly 13,000 on their feet, standing ovation, made quite a ruckus in honor of Domingo Germán. Really cool to not only recognize the significance with only 24 perfect games ever thrown in baseball, but how about this? For more context, Germán had never tossed a complete game before tonight. That's what I mean about sports giving us these moments that blindside us, that smack us upside the head, that we never see coming. And that's my favorite kind. And you also know that I love redemption stories, and there's a lot of redemption here for Domingo Germán, both recently and in his past. But he shares a personal story after the perfect game, why he's even more emotional than you might think.
La muerte de una persona que se murió hace dos días, Payaque. Él siempre fue una persona, un tío para mí, un padre para mí. Y en verdad me chocó esa muerte. Y ayer lloré bastante en el clubhouse, me sentía mal. Y lo tenía en mente. Y se dio, gracias a Dios se dio. Y se lo dedico a él, a Payaque. Que Dios lo tenga la gloria.
Yeah, unfortunately, two days ago, an uncle of mine passed away. And, you know, I cried a lot yesterday in the clubhouse. So, you know, I had him with me throughout the whole game. I was thinking about him, you know, and it happened. And it's this game is a tribute to him.
Domingo Germán with his interpreter on the YES Network talking about his uncle. And how this performance not only was for his late uncle, but he could feel his uncle's spirit with him. And we hear that a lot from athletes who go through a traumatic experience, loss, grief, pain. Sometimes we do perform our best in emotional times. Maybe it's an extra adrenaline rush. Maybe it's having to dig down even deeper to focus and to get through whatever task or responsibility we have to take care of, recognizing that because of our hearts and our souls being torn up or feeling heavy, we got to do everything we possibly can to lock in on the task at hand. And sometimes I think it's also the inspiration, recognizing that life is fleeting. There are no guarantees. And when we lose people that we love, we're in that moment where we recognize that we don't have some indication or some guarantee of how long we'll be here on this earth, so we want to make the most of the time and the opportunities that we have. So some combination of all of those different emotions and feelings. A lot of times athletes, after dealing with the painful loss, will be out on the field, the court, the ice, doing what they love and doing it to the absolute best of their abilities. And Domingo Germán thinking about his uncle. So a guy that was below 500 with back-to-back brutal starts, gave up 10 runs to Seattle earlier this week, or I guess it was Thursday last week, so in the last week, doesn't even need 100 pitches to toss his first ever complete game, which just happens to be a perfect game. And he is now a piece of history that puts him with the likes of, say, a Don Larson, if we're talking about Yankees history. David Wells, David Cone, Domingo Germán. How about that? They all have names that start with D. Whoa, I just realized that. Don Larson, David Wells, David Cone, Domingo Germán. All four Yankees pitchers to ever throw perfect games have first names that start with D. Don't ask me why my mind generates these things. So we hear from his manager, Aaron Boone, his catcher, Kyle Higashioka. In addition, some of the other calls that will give you, remember, the perspective of the A's. And Ken Korak, longtime voice of the A's. Love the reaction from both the A's and the Yankees, of course. Glad to have you with us. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Our Facebook page, too.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in, anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Hit hard on the ground over to first. Backhanded diving stab by Rizzo. Gets to his knee. Throws to a covering Germán. And there's the second out. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. A curveball from Domingo Germán. He bounces off the mound. That's the second strikeout. Or bigger part of the second out. The ninth strikeout for Germán here tonight. And they're two away. Here's the pitch. Bounced on the ground. A shortstop. Volpe's up with it cleanly. He'll throw to first. It's in time. And Domingo Germán is perfect through seven innings here in Oakland.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That is the call from one Justin Shackle on Yankees radio, even as Domingo Germán is working his way efficiently through the 24th perfect game in Major League Baseball history, only the fourth in Yankees history, and it happened on Wednesday night at the Oakland Coliseum. How funny is that? The much maligned Coliseum, actually a chilly night in Oakland too, not uncharacteristic of the Bay Area at any given point. I've got the game up, the rebroadcast from the Yes Network up in my studio, and I'm going to watch it again just because once you know what happens, the plays become, I think, a little more significant, or you can understand the impact of some of the plays, like the defense, of course, the strikeouts as well. He had nearly as many strikeouts tonight as he gave up runs in his last start, which is the part that's so crazy, and more than enough run support for Domingo Germán, and that likely would have been the big story for the Yankees on this Wednesday night, if not for history. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The final call from the perspective of Ken Korak on the A's radio network.
Here is Ruiz, and the pitch to Esciori is swung on, a ground ball to third. Donaldson has it. Throws to first in time. Domingo Germán on the 28th of June of 2023 has thrown the third regular season perfect game in Yankee history and the fourth overall to go along with Don Larsen in 56 in the World Series. And the first time the A's have been no-hit since 1991. The final score is the Yankees 11 and the A's nothing.
In addition to hearing from Aaron Boone and then Domingo Germán's catcher, the perspective of the catcher always fascinates me because they're not only watching it unfold, but a major part of it. Now, they aren't throwing the pitches, obvi, but a lot of times they're calling for the pitches. They're working together. It's a constant communication, whether they're using hand signals or whether they're using pitch comm, whatever it happens to be. Kyle's a big part of it, and he has such a unique perspective. Only he and the home plate umpire see it from that perspective, right? Which is why I think it's incredible. So I want you to hear from him specifically, but I also love to hear from guys in the other dugout. In this case, Mark Kotze of the A's shares his perspective, former big leaguer himself, his perspective on Domingo Germán limiting his guys. 27 up, 27 down, no base runners, 9 strikeouts, only 99 pitches.
He threw strikes. He pounded the zone, obviously. You don't not throw strikes when you go 9 innings and don't get a base runner out there. I think overall, offensively, our approach wasn't great. We didn't make any adjustments tonight to what he was doing, throwing his changeup and his breaking ball until he got 2 strikes. And we hit a ton of balls to the pool side. Didn't make one adjustment to try to hit a ground ball to the right side or hit the ball to the right side. Or I should say just opposite field. And that's what happens when you try to pull soft. You're going to hit into a lot of ground balls to the pull side and weak contact. We didn't hit a ball hard tonight. So, you tip your cap to the performance. The kid did an amazing job of keeping us off balance all night, and we didn't do a good job with making an adjustment. It was night and day from yesterday. It was a different team out there. We didn't perform. We didn't come to compete, and it showed in just the way we played overall.
The kid. I like how he calls him the kid at 30 years old. And the story arc of Domingo Germán has taken some drastic turns. For those of you who don't remember, he missed the last, 18, 19 games of the 2019 season, and then missed a significant portion, a third of the season, more than a third of the season in 2020, because, or was it 20 and 21? Marco Belletti's here in studio. Whenever he was suspended for domestic violence or under the domestic violence policy for Major League Baseball.
Top of my head, I want to say it was the end of 18 into 19.
Okay.
But so, I could be wrong.
All right. So it swept around, though, from the end of one season, which included in playoff games. Yep, included
18
playoff
game winner that year, yes.
Yes, and then on into the next season. And the Yankees were counting on this guy. He was essentially their ace, and then he was not available in the postseason. And it, if I remember, it had something to do with an incident at his, it was with his then girlfriend at a CC Sabathia charity event or some type of a get together. And he, under baseball's domestic violence policy, he took responsibility for it. He didn't appeal, but he was gone from the team for a long stretch. So it's been a journey for him with a lot of twists and turns. And I don't know that he's been the same pitcher since then. Certainly not this season. I mean, he shows flashes, but that was his best year as a Yankee. And
he's since that season when he was an 18-game winner, he flashes is the right way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
He'll show you flashes here and there. I mean, let's put it this way. His last outing, he was booed off the mound in the Bronx. I think he threw 2 1/3. He gave up 8 runs against the Mariners. He has times where he has
10 runs against the Mariners.
10?
Yes. Yeah.
The clunkers are really, I mean, it's hard to fathom how bad he can be and then turn around and be as dominant as he was on Wednesday night. It's been maddening. He's been, like I said, flashes, inconsistent. It's there. He just can't consistently put it together.
Right. And here he is coming into the start with a record below 500 at 30 years old. And this comes out of pretty much nowhere. Jay just looked it up. So he missed the end of 18. No, he missed the end of 19 into 20.
Correct.
Okay. So 20 was the shortened season.
Correct. Yeah.
So he would have missed almost
basically
all of it.
All of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he goes, what, not quite 2 years, a year and a half without pitching in the big leagues because of what happened and the suspension that he incurred. And so as Aaron Boone is talking about him after the fact, I mean, he's taking into account kind of the ups and downs of Herman's career.
Those of you that know him or are around him, he's such a sweet guy, but you know, he's definitely been through a lot. And, you know, taking ownership of a lot and works really hard to it's important to him to be a good teammate and a good guy, and he works hard to do that. And you know, I think even as we've talked about a lot this year, going back to this winter, I felt like he had a really meaningful winter of, you know, just work and purpose and focus, and came in a really good place. And you know, he's carried that, you know, throughout the season to this point.
So Aaron Boone, and I've heard others talk about Herman since, because I was listening to the Yankees radio network on my way in, and they're talking about what a hard time he's been through. Kyle Higashioka said the same thing to Susan Waldman on WFAN. He's been through such a tough time, such a tough stretch. This means the world because, yeah, he's really battled this year. And I love, too, that for Kyle Higashioka, this was one of those deals I heard him say again on the Yankees postgame, that he just didn't want to call the wrong pitch. He didn't want to mess up. He didn't want to be the reason why Herman didn't achieve history.
When you think about a perfect game as it's happening, you just like, there's no way. It's only happened, you know, 23 other times. And it's just, I can't even, I still haven't fully processed it, but it's just a, you know, I'm so happy for Domingo, and to have a night like this, it's incredible.
For the first time in more than a decade, a perfect game on the Major League Diamond. I can remember where I was exactly when Roy Halladay pitched his perfect game in 2010. I also remember Felix Hernandez, I didn't watch the entire thing. I only caught the second half of it or the late stages of that one. But it's pretty sweet to watch it, even if you don't have any rooting interest. Mm-hmm. It's really cool, and I love that the A's fans were engaged, too. Now, many of them were also cheering for the Yankees. Okay. All right. Many of them were Yankees fans that were in the stadium. I mean, that's been pretty clear. And the Yankees get a pretty loud fan base wherever they go. That's the only regret, I would say. Now, you'll take this wherever you can get it, right? But But the fact that there were only 13,000 fans there, can you imagine what it would have been like at Yankee Stadium if this was a game happening in the Bronx instead of in Oakland? But I also think it's ironic and funny that the Oakland Coliseum gets to see a perfect game where people hate that place.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I'll say for me, when you're talking about remembering, as a Yankee fan and an avid one, and I wear that on my sleeve, this is the first one that I got to see live because David Wells in 98, I was working, found out after I was done with my shift. David Cohn, 99, working, same place in a supermarket that I worked for over 10 years. That one, a friend of mine called me while I was working. He was like, hey, you might want to, if you got a radio somewhere near you, Cohn's in the ninth inning throwing a perfect game. And I was like, what? So I'm searching for a radio. I had a little transistor radio. It's 1999, keep in mind. Yep. A little transistor radio that I had. I would keep it for the playoffs that I was there through the mid to late 90s. By the time I got it on, I got some signal, and I turned it on. All I heard was, popped him up. He's going to do it. And I was like, what the hell's going on? And so this was the first time I could actually watch and see it unfold. And luckily, I wasn't on the air during that 5 minutes, but and I could see the ninth inning. So you could get the drama. You can get the unfold. And as a Yankee fan, actually be able to, with my own eyes, see it in front of me. So this was cool.
Right. Oh, that's amazing. Now, did you see, I kind of stumbled on this a little while ago. It's nonsensical trivia, but still funny. The four perfect games that have been thrown in Yankees history, all by gentlemen whose names start with D. Don, David, and now Domingo.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I mean, obviously, I know all four. I didn't realize that they all started with D.
How about that?
And I'll say, too, I mean, Don Larsen was the imperfect man, throws the perfect game. I think that could definitely go for Domingo Germán.
Yes. Oh, well, there's no such thing as perfect, but agreed. On this same night, there's a perfect game, but not perfect men.
And Larsen was known in his career, a guy that showed flashes, had it at times, couldn't put it together, wasn't consistent. I think that really kind of fits in Domingo Germán. Now, Wells and Cohn, different story. Wells was somewhat inconsistent, but he was a hell of a pitcher, and Cohn was, I mean, borderline Hall of Fame. So a little bit different with those guys, but this kind of almost bookends the two in the Yankee franchise history.
And you know because you were watching, but it struck me. I was in the car listening to Justin Shackle on Yankees radio, and his first pitch of the ninth inning was his 94th, and he only threw 99.
Yeah.
The last two guys to come up in the inning swung at the first pitch, and that was it. It only took him two pitches to get the last two outs.
Yeah, the A's didn't exactly make him work.
They did not make him work, not even remotely.
And that doesn't take anything away, because I'm sure, because I heard that a little bit too. Oh, it was only against the A's. To throw a perfect game is to throw a perfect game. I don't care who you're facing. You're facing major leaguers. But I will say, obviously, look, the A's have a lot of young players and inexperienced, and they maybe got swept up in the moment as well, trying to be on the other side and to try to break it up. But they didn't force him to work as hard as he probably needed to work in the last couple of innings. The A's kind of let him off the hook in that regard. But that's stuff that you learn when you're young.
Really neat moment at the Oakland Coliseum. In fact, we're watching it again here. The replay is on Yes Network in our studio so that we can see it in its entirety. They're just in the fourth inning, so a long way to go. But very cool moment that we get to witness as sports fans. First time since 2012, so it's been a while. All right, coming up, what else do I want to do here? You know what? We'll stick with baseball because the Braves are still on a tear. Meanwhile, the Mets are trying to figure out what the hell do we do now. And their owner, he speaks out for the first time since the Mets fell off the cliff. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, and our Facebook page too, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Alizamic lets it fly.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
And it's hit high in the air, deep to center. Back is Castro at the wall, watches it go. Into the Braves bullpen, solo shot, 3-0 Atlanta.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Twins are coming along at just the right time for the Atlanta Braves. The Braves are saying, like the spider to the fly, welcome to our web at Truist Park. And boy, are the Braves making quick work of these Twins who get blanked in this one. As you hear on the Braves radio network, it's Matt Olson with a solo shot because that's what he does so well. And enough pitching, really not a whole lot of pressure on the Braves pitching, though they use a handful of relievers. And here they are now sitting on 53 wins and are padding their lead, not just as the top team in the NL East, but by far the best record in the National League altogether. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Their lead atop the East Division has ballooned to 6.5 games. We're not even at the end of June, although we're close. 6.5 games for the Braves. The Marlins, while they're a great story so far this year and have won 4 in a row themselves, are falling behind because of the pace the Braves are setting. The Phillies have won 3 in a row. Both the Marlins and Phillies have won 7 of their last 10, but they're a step back, a step slow, because the Braves have won 9 of their last 10 and 13 of 14. Atlanta is locked in. The Mets are an afterthought now, as we've talked about. This is a team that has, on back-to-back days, trotted out its general manager and then its owner on Wednesday. And yes, the Mets did lose on Wednesday. So as if to underscore the point that this is a time when the billionaire owner who spent a ton of money, a record number of dollars committed during free agency, it's the richest payroll in baseball history. So then why can't they win?
It's been incredibly frustrating. I watch every game. I see what's going on. If you ask me, you know, would I have expected us to be in this position at the beginning of the season, the answer is no. We have quality players. For some reason or another, they're not gelling. When we pitch well, we don't hit. When we hit, we don't pitch well. It's kind of weird. I mean, it's actually very strange to me. And I don't know if the players are anxious. I don't know if they're pressing. I mean, I assume that that's a little bit of that.
So the owner, Steve Cohen, doesn't know either, but admits that it's been incredibly frustrating. $360 million in projected payroll. And yet the Mets are 8 games below 500, matches their season low, and they're 4th place in their division. Are you ready for this? 17 games back of the Braves and 9 games out of the last NL wild card. Isn't every team supposed to be involved in the wild card race? Isn't that the key? That's why there's 3 of them. Yet very few are already eliminated from the wild card races. But there's a few that you can say no chance, no shot. So the Tigers, the White Sox, the Royals, the A's, obviously, you could say those are the teams that are out of it. So more than 5 games out of the last wild card, I would say, because of the number of teams, it's not so much that the games itself are insurmountable, the game margin is insurmountable, but there's just too many teams between you and the top, right? So 4 teams in the American League that have no shot, realistically. And in the National League, 4 teams. Mets are 8, are now 9 out. Cardinals 11, Nationals 12.5, and then the Rockies bringing up the rear. That's where the Mets are after winning 101 games last year and spending extra money on payroll. But Cohen doesn't believe that they should freak out, panic, and get rid of everyone.
If you want to attract good people to this organization, the worst thing you can do is be impulsive. Okay, and win the headline for the day, and not, you know, overall over time attract You know, you're not going to attract the best talent because they're not going to want to work for somebody who has a short fuse. I know fans, you know, they want something to happen. I get it. But sometimes you can't do it, you know, because you have long-term objectives.
Long-term objectives. I wouldn't have thought the Mets were in rebuilding mode. I would have thought they were in win now, all in mode, except it's not playing out like that in the 2023 season. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. What does that mean about GM Billy Epler and manager Buck Showalter?
Can you say definitively that Billy and Buck will remain in their jobs through the season?
Absolutely.
The answer from their boss, the owner of the Mets, who's the one writing all the checks or signing them. Maybe it's a stamp. Either way, he says, absolutely, those two guys will be part of the organization through the end of the season. So I guess it's not time to be impulsive or to panic or to freak out when you have long-term objectives. And by long-term, apparently, that's not this season. I'm sure it's frustrating for him, too, after all the money he spent. But, you know, when you are, what's he worth, $12 billion, $13
billion? At least.
At least. I guess, what's a few hundred million among friends? It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Producer Jay sent me a link earlier to a column on USA Today that reveals Pepsi will have cola-infused ketchup for the hot dogs at various baseball stadiums on July 4th. Again, ketchup made with cola. Now, you may remember Pepsi-infused pepperoni and then Peeps-flavored Pepsi, so they like to get all crazy. But this is Pepsi-infused ketchup. Would you try it? Will you try it? That's the question. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks, ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe? Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Because even though it says Zero Sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open and try it, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Zero Sugar, all do.
Stop by Quality Mart for a refreshingly good deal on Mountain Dew. Get two 20-ounce Mountain Dews for only $3.50. Do the do at Quality Mart.